This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Back to our continued coverage of the 2023 NACUSO Network here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. John Wiley. Yes, he's back in the house. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. It's good to see you.
Welcome back, sir. Good to have you back in the old studio lounge, and it's been a little while.
How are you? We go back a ways.
A little bit, just a couple of years.
Yeah,
or like decades. 20.
I've been doing good.
Good. You know,
and excited to be here. I was reminiscing last time I was, not last time, but had Jerry Rice here.
Oh my gosh, that was so good.
And 10 years ago, they had Joe Montana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was, and he gave a lot of credit to Jerry Rice and his leadership during his time at the Niners.
It was, right.
Yeah, it was great. Great event. But it's come a ways, but it's one of my go-to events. People ask me where should I go, mm-hmm. right? Here, you know, there's five on my top list. So if you're not on my top list, they're not coming.
No, this is definitely one of the best ones in the industry. I like it because there's a very entrepreneurial type vibe here.
Yes.
Very kind of, I say it almost every one of my interviews, but it's like very startup-ish type of
that's,
environment that I really, really enjoy.
So that's the CUSO spirit, I think, don't you?
Yeah, right? Completely.
I mean, I have a couple clients here and, starting from, been in the industry for a long time and then breaking out and following an entrepreneurial spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sync One Systems is a great example of that.
Mm-hmm.
But of course we love the community, so it's hard not to walk away
These
from
are
it.
Good people, for sure, for sure. So, So you've been obviously coming to this event for years, like you said, at least 10, or at least since Joe Montana was here last.
Yeah.
So what's changed for you here? I mean, obviously it's bigger, more people, more fintechs, that type of stuff. What do you see?
Well, every time you come, you see new fintechs, new CUSOs popping up, which is great.
Yeah.
One of the things that I specifically wanted to be here for this time was the small credit union breakout sessions. I sat in one yesterday. Unfortunately, I didn't get to eat lunch, but
that's okay. I didn't either. I had chips.
Yeah, I had a couple of churros, but oh well. But it was a great event. Mike Kelly did a really good job leading it, and a lot of communication.
I saw that one. I was in there for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really exciting. Then we had follow up this morning with breakfast, which is awesome because I was starving. And we broke out into groups, roundtable discussions. So it was a workshop, which I don't think they've done in that format before.
No.
But it was really energizing. I'm talking with some of the people, the credit unions there. There's a great Revolution CUSO coming out, which is awesome. So we're going to have some communications there. But that's really one of the reasons why I'm here.
What gravitated you toward the smaller credit union sessions? What attracted you to that?
Well, I've been working with CUSOs and fintechs for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of at the point right now, so I want to try to do more and stay in the industry. And I've developed within my firm a credit union niche, targeting small and medium-sized credit unions. So not, not the behemoths out there, but really, but it's more of a collaborative type of thing where, and which fit well into that sessions today. People pulling their resources together to make a bigger impact rather than flying solo all the time.
Yep.
And some of these smaller credit unions, it's hard for them to even, get $100 at the end of the month. But $100 in social media can go quite a ways. But, and I'll live and die by this, but I believe the best brand awareness is product awareness.
Can you explain?
Yes. I can. I'd be happy to.
Please explain.
Okay. Nobody buys a Ford. They buy a Mustang.
Okay.
They buy an F-150. Yeah. They buy a Bronco.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
And CUSOs have this opportunity to leverage themselves together, but also the smaller credit unions as well. It'd be nice to have the CUSOs collaborating in this event also. Is you know, we can't just rely on we're being the nice people, right? We're the ones that have ethics, right? But it's important. But we need to promote the products and the services, which compete against the biggest banks, right? The smallest credit union compete with a large multinational bank, and especially in their local area where they have a community that they can reach out to.
Right.
So the program that we're working on is a three-tier program. It's a do-it-for-you, do-it-with-you, or we can come in and help you set up and establish and train a marketing internal marketing team, which then you can do it yourself. And then also, those are trades traits that you can learn that can help you maybe expand to your local market, your maybe your business members and offer marketing services, or just going to the pizza shop down the street, right?
And generate
some revenue income from
that. That's a good idea.
So, yeah, I'm really excited about it. And it, you know, with technology and the way it is, you know, you can niche down so much. We can have credit unions from across the country pool resources together, and but still target their
local areas, their communities.
Yeah. So yeah, it's I mean, it's amazing. You know, the Facebook algorithm right now is just incredibly good. You know, on the search, you probably experienced that yourself, right?
Sometimes.
You set it up and you just let it go. I've had numerous conversations with people at Facebook about how to do that, because, you know, don't try to game it. Just
work with it.
Let the algorithm do it.
Yeah.
And it finds all these lookalike people, right? So
it's
a great resource.
Okay.
But and just, you know, just getting out there in the community. We're talking about leadership inside that small credit union group today. How can we bring on younger people into the fray?
Please.
And, you know, and teach them, you know, teach them the financial industry, right? And hopefully they go on to replace, you know, those people who are in the succession.
Well, yeah, you need a consistent succession plan.
Yeah,
whether it's an executive succession plan or even more importantly, a member succession plan to get those younger members in as well.
And that was nice in there too. So we had a lot of credit unions. We had some bigger, like multi
interesting
money credit unions.
In the small credit union
session? In that session, yeah, because they believe in it, right?
Right.
And then we had a number of credit our partners, the CUSOs, some people in there like, we want to help. Right? We'll come in, and a lot of them are already doing it, right? Especially the tech companies, right? They need to come in and train somebody. And we even talked about, like, you've got a young person who's never been in a sales job and they're a lending officer. Right?
Yeah, they need some training.
That's a sales job.
Yeah.
Goes right down to, if you're in business, you're in sales.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
but yeah, I just think it's all exciting that, you know, this is, I mean, how many CUSOs are here that got started here, you know, years ago? Co-op, PSCU.
Yeah.
I mean, look around the room, right? They're supporting this whole community.
They all started somewhere, right?
All started somewhere. Somebody's garage or back office of the CUSO credit union.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's exciting.
Well, and there's a lot of new names in here too.
Always.
So that's another really cool thing about it. Each year, there's a new crop of fresh faces to come here and check out and see what they're offering folks. Because the evolution, it's never going to stop.
Right.
You know, that digital journey or that whatever journey you're on at your credit union is never going to stop. So you got to keep moving forward.
Yeah. I think with that comes too is a lot of the companies that are newer is learning how to embrace this community. Because it's a financial institution, but you know, let's get down to it. It's different than a community or a national bank.
Oh yeah,
the dialogue's different. I love talking to.
Yeah, try going to a banking conference and then go to a credit union conference. I mean, it's night and day.
Yeah,
it's night and day.
It's rare you have at a banking conference have two CEOs from different banks having the communication how to help their credit, help their business, right?
Yeah.
Here it happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. You'll get four or five or six.
Yeah. At the end of every session, the economic forum that's going on right now, right? I guarantee you there's 10 people in a circle talking about what's going to happen in a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting times indeed. Gosh, what else do we have here, sir? I want to give you a plug.
Okay.
Share with us what you're doing these days and who you're with and who, what, why, where, and when, and how.
Well, I'll go back 20 years ago. No, just kidding. I moved up in the ranks. That's what I'd like to think. You know, I'm a credit union development educator, which is something I'm proud about. And I started a marketing firm 5 years ago after leaving Credit Union Journal. And it's been great. I mean, and this is actually the first place I went to talk to, you know, get some clients. And right now, so that's Charles Kenyon Marketing, which is named after my my father and grandfather's.
Oh, okay.
So everybody was a little trying to honor the family name
sure,
a bit there.
Sure.
But now, so I'm working with some QSOs and some startups outside of the industry as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, this next move for me is starting working with the credit unions. And so I have this division called Credit Union Growth. So we have our own website.
Mm-hmm.
That needs a bit of work still. So.
It'll get there.
Send your criticism. I'll take it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's really, you know, again, it's like gotten a lot out of being in this industry, and I feel this is a way that I can start doing more.
Right on.
And
right on.
Get back to it.
Well, and especially looking, going back to the smaller credit unions, a lot of them are resource challenged.
Very
much so.
So yeah.
Even in a marketing capacity as well. So
yeah.
So anybody who can come in and help them out in that capacity, get their message out there in an efficient and effective way,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's much
yeah.
Very thankful, I
yeah.
would think they would be.
We love to be working with, you know, doesn't matter how big or how small, right? You know, the CDFIs would be great target.
Mm-hmm.
They struggle some
yep.
the most,
yeah.
right? But there's, you know, there's a whole collaborative effort behind that group as well. You know, a number of people who work at credit unions but in support,
mm-hmm.
you know, with finances or
mm-hmm.
bookkeeping or services.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what it's all about, this community.
Yeah, something
right?
else you won't find in the banking industry, you know?
Yeah, you think?
You know, another credit union helping out another credit union, literally helping them out with
yeah.
some sort of services. So yeah.
And that was happening today, right?
Yeah.
You can't, you know, it's a circle of life, so to speak.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I don't want to bash the banking industry.
Yeah.
They
it's
do
okay.
what they do. But yeah, I mean, just those are just some of the differences between
mm-hmm.
the two industries, even though they're both financial services. They
yeah.
provide financial services. There's just
yeah.
a vast difference
mm-hmm.
in the philosophies.
So, yeah, yep. So I'm really excited about where things are going. You know, these last couple of years for everybody has been a challenge, and it's a mulligan year. It's a do-over, right? I'm a golfer, but yeah, it's fun to, you know, put the tee in a new golf course and
exactly.
go and play it. So,
all right. So, anything else to add? Any final thoughts, sir?
It's been a pleasure watching you and see your broadcast.
Oh. Thank you.
You bring a lot to this industry. I know you get a lot of followers. So
a little bit. We have
a couple.
I got
yeah.
my wife and dog and
me.
Some, and you.
Yeah, so there's five of us at least.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Does your dog have a Facebook profile yet?
No, she doesn't.
Instagram,
she's
TikTok?
Really hard for her to type.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, the thumb thing, right?
Yeah, no thumbs.
Well, no, it's
she's smart.
I think you're doing a great job.
Thank
it's, you.
Know,
it's been fun getting to know you over the
yeah, it's been a long time.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your time.
Anytime, man. You're welcome anytime to come on and share what you guys
that.
Are doing.
I'll be here all day.
Oh, all right. well, come on once a month or something. Anything.
All right, Mike.
John Wiley, everybody. Go check him out. Was it Charles Kenyon Marketing?
Charles Kenyon Marketing or creditunioncredit.com.
Creditunioncredit.com. All right. We will put the links in the show notes so people can go check them out.
All right.
Give you a call.
Thank you, sir.
Well done, sir.
All right.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.